From Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, a very good morning to you.
Morning to you too,
now,
Mike.
Now, these net numbers are depressing, aren't they? I mean, we're still leaving. The number of people arriving isn't as great as... I mean, where are we at?
Yeah, the party's well and truly over. So annual net migration gain of just 21,300 in the year to April. So that's down from 90,900 April 2024. Well down from that peak of 135,000 in October 2023. And also actually below the long-term average for April of 27,500. So lowest level of net migration since January 2014, of course, outside of the COVID era when borders were closed. So actually you're quite right. It's a bit grim. We're potentially looking at a net outflow situation. So, you know, that won't help consumer demand or the housing market. So I suppose you could say a little wonder the government's trying some initiatives. So this parent boost visa designed to make New Zealand more attractive for skilled migrants. So migrant arrivals for the year, 145,000. That was down 27%. So that compares to a peak of 234,000. Departures are up 15%. A little bit of good news, Mike, if we can grab that. The brain drain of Kiwis appears to have plateaued, so 45,600. But, still leaving in record numbers. Hopefully that's sort of petering out. Good news on the tourism front though, Mike. Overseas visitor arrivals, 3.36 million over the year. That's up 176,000. Lots of coming from Aussie. They drove the bulk of it, up 150,000 to 1.4 million. China and the UK, they also chipped in. Kiwis also travelling as well. Outside of New Zealand, 3 million on the year. That was up 140,000, half of which to Aussies. So all sort of timely, isn't it, with the government announcing it wants to get back to 2019 visitor arrivals of 3.89 million, so about 500,000 away from that, and double tourism exports by 2034 to around 20 billion. So, yeah, they've got this 35 million earmark to boost our, appeal as it was on the global map. So I suppose they'll be happy at least tourism is moving in the right direction.
Yeah, exactly. Now, where are we at with Fletchers? We're doing business here or not?
Yeah, so they've announced basically they've had inbound inquiries from a number of parties. So there weren't too many details. They said they're looking at the construction division. Of course, it is quite timely. I've got the strategic review in a couple of weeks' time. So is this announcement designed to, you know, really sort of gain further interest and also, you know, effectively put the for sale sign well and truly up? Quite possibly. But, yeah, look, it does feel like a bit of a wounded duck at the moment, Mike. Obviously, Sky City, they're suing it for over $330 million for the convention centre. They've got the piping issue in Aussie. They've got issues with the car park at Wellington Airport, so that's got concrete defects, that's not compliant 6 years after opening. And of course, the big macro story, the construction industry. It's going through one of the worst downturns in living memory. I suppose we could say and take the alternate view, maybe this is why there's some bidders, that we're at the bottom. You know, we're obviously going to get more OCR cuts as well. So, Fletchers, they've given a few details. They'll unveil more in a couple of weeks' time, as I mentioned. But, yeah, maybe the sale options could be quite simplistic. Of course, they've already axed the Aussie division, so they've got two Trans-Tasman divisions, light building products and heavy building materials. So, yeah, it could be quite a simple sort of story. So, interesting timing, but investors responded positively nonetheless. Stock up 10%.
Wow.
Company, of course, has had a tough time of it for a long time. It's less than half of the 2021 peak and less than a third of it where it was just pre the GFC. So, watch the space.
I'm assuming these numbers on inflation this morning are well received.
Actually a bit mixed in terms of, they were initially, but yeah, the indices are sort of a bit mixed. And I think part of the reason is we're, you know, factoring these tariffs, and which have yet to really come through. And you mentioned those on China are going to be around 55%, which, you know, is obviously quite a big number. But if we look at May, the consumer price index rose just 0.1% from April. That was half of what was expected. Annual inflation 2.4%. Core CPI, that strips out energy and food, that was 0.1%. That was a third of what was expected. So, yeah, food was up, shelter ticked up a little bit as well. But it was a pretty good story. So weak energy prices, apparel and vehicles, they posted decline. So the tariffs aren't coming through just yet. Inventories are being drawn down on. Obviously, there's a bit of uncertain demand. White House, that was all over the data. JD Vance said it was time the Fed to cut rates. Otherwise, it was monetary malpractice. Actually, he's in news here as well that... Trump is potentially looking at announcing a new replacement for Powell next year, and Secretary Steve Bessant's in the running. Of course, he's involved in those trade talks. So you'll have to see where all this goes, but markets are pricing in that the Fed won't cut to at least September. That seems fair enough. There's a lot of water to pass under the tariff bridge before the 90-day pause on China and other countries expires.
Give me the other numbers.
Yeah, sure. Well, the Dow is up 0.2%, 42,955, so positive there. But the S&P 500 was flat. NASDAQ was actually down 0.4%, so a bit mixed there. FTSE 100 up 0.1%, Nikkei up 0.55%, ASX 200 up 0.1%, 8592, that's a new record high there. NZX 50, we're up 0.33%, 12605, Fletcher's of course helped. Gold up $13, 3,336 an ounce. Oil up $2.30, 67 spot, 26 a barrel for WTI. Kiwi actually weaker today, so against the US we are 60.4, Australian dollar 92.7, British pound 44.5, and Japanese yen 85, 87.3.
You have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.